have a couple of folks in from the Mexico School District this morning. As a matter of fact, the superintendent, Dr. Troy Lentz, in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Also, we have Christina McCall. She is the director of student services with the Mexico School District. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. We're going to start off with the Board of Education meeting that took place last night. Dr. Lentz, of course, the big news on everybody's minds is kids are out of school again today. Mother Nature not cooperating as school has been canceled. Kind of give us an update as to where we're at. Will there be any makeup days? Do we know the answer to that question just yet?
Yeah, at this time, I don't think we have any makeup days that we'll have to owe. The state requires that you have 1,040 hours in a year. Our calendar starts us out with 1,139. So we've been chipping away at that, and we might chip away at it still this week. It's going to be cold, but we'll take what we have, the hours that we go to school. We'll also run it through. They have a makeup weather calculation, so there's some forgiveness in there for weather days. And if we have to adjust the calendar, it would be at the end of the year. At this time, I don't think we need to do that. But if something changes, we'd still like to get through February and March and hopefully not have as many bad weather days. But if we need to add days or something, we'll share that with the community as soon as we know it.
When people are in school, how is everybody doing? I know that we've got a quaddemic going on
right now.
The staff healthy, the students staying healthy. How's that looking right now?
We've had a lot of folks out with illness, students, teachers. There was a day a couple weeks ago where we were maybe about one more bus driver calling in sick, where we would have had to really double up routes or announce that we weren't going to be able to run around as scheduled. So it's been tough. I hope people are taking some of this time away from school to get healthy. Whatever it's going around, whatever it is, it's knocking people down, and they're staying down for a week. It's taking a while to bounce back. So it's been kind of a tough winter in a lot of ways.
Any other big news or notes coming from the Mexico School District or from the Board of Education meeting last night?
We had a good school board meeting last night. We bought some Chromebooks, and we've got to have a replacement schedule on that. So I'm glad to be able to keep new Chromebooks coming in, and we want our kids to have good things and be able to learn. And I think it's a good school board meeting if the highlight was buying Chromebooks to me. So that was a good meeting, and I can't believe that we're already in the February school board meeting. The year is flying by.
Absolutely is. We're going to kind of switch gears here. We're going to talk to Christina McCall, Director of Student Services for Mexico Public Schools. We had you in last month, and we started talking about this series of programs that's going to be presented at the Mexico High School. It is called Raising Resilient Teens. You had the first meeting. Remind us what that first one was all about, if you will.
So the first one was about anxiety and helping your teens and your children cope with anxiety and how that affects them at school, and some tools and tricks on how we can eliminate and help support kids while they are at school if they are experiencing anxiety. The second part of our series is focusing on youth substance use prevention and the things that parents need to know, what they need to look for. And this is the second part of the four-part series, so we're doing one a month. So we'll have one in March and then another one in April to conclude the series. We have Jamie Bendaviz from Compass Health is going to be providing our talk on Monday night, the 24th, at 6 p.m. in the high school cafeteria. And she's going to go over some of the impact of substance use on the youth, understanding alcohol, vaping, marijuana use, the things that we need to look for, behavior changes, and physical signs that you would see with your children as to why they were using or if they were using. Prevention strategies for the adults and for our caregivers of our teens and our youth. And then some of the things on how to intervene and ways that you can provide support for our children as, they're going through this time. And then we're going to have a list of resources and support, and we'll have some giveaways and some takeaways from the event. We have some Mosher's gift cards that we're going to give away to the attendees. So we'll have a drawing for that, and everybody will leave with a packet of resources to help them and support them through this.
All right. These are big subjects that you are tackling with these, and it's open to any parent in the district, and there's an opportunity to even ask questions there at the end, correct?
Absolutely. It's open to anybody in the community that really has an interest in this and would like to learn more on how to support teens. So everybody encounters kids daily, so we want to make sure that everybody has the education that they need to support our kids in our community.
Very nice. Now, we are going to be playing a makeup basketball game on Monday against Fulton at the high school. So where will you guys be meeting at, and what time on Monday night for the second part of the series?
It'll be at the high school cafeteria, and it starts at 6 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m., and this will be the second part of the series. We will have you in again here just momentarily, a couple of weeks, and yes, we'll talk about the third part of the series, but we certainly appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.